Hey guys, this next segment is brought to you by Vaporfy Triangle and Vaporfy.com. Vaporfy, think it, mix it, vape it. Please go to Vaporfy.com and use the promo code 9568. Hey guys, it's your boy Amni Jacob here, and today I just want to talk a little bit about mental health and how mental health plays a significant role in everyday life. Whether you're starting a business, whether you're going to work every day, whether you're just at home and trying to raise a family, take care of a family, or living a life and just trying to figure it out. One of the things I noticed that in every day I need to have a spiritual well-being, a mental well-being, physical well-being, and just overall happiness. But the thing that I realize is that goal, while everybody, I feel as though everybody wants to have some sort of happiness, sometimes it's hard to obtain it, whether you're feeling like it's a dead end at work, or you're feeling like you just don't know what's next. Some things that have helped me along the way have been things like spiritual growth. You know, I'm a big believer in God. I haven't always been. That's something that I learned in life. That's been a ground foundation for me. Surrounding myself with people who have my best interest. It's hard to separate sometimes friends that you grew up with or colleagues or coworkers, and you definitely have to eliminate that space around you. It's important to keep that healthy and non-toxic. In the past, when I've been at several jobs, I've noticed that if I'm around someone who's unhappy either with their life or their career path or whatever, I'm hearing that every day. Kind of makes me reflect, and I stop liking the same things that they don't like as well. So I know definitely keeping positive energy around you. A big thing now that I'm finding that's been helpful for me is actually going to a therapist. I know in the past I've had, whether it be problems, anxiety at work, or feeling depressed at times, or feeling like, you know, just a dead end, that going to the therapist has helped. And now that I feel like, you know, I'm at a good point in my life, I realize that you continue to need to go. I think going to a therapist and getting almost like a monthly maintenance, almost a monthly checkup list of things, you know, for me, it's always been where I approach those things in more of a reactive manner, meaning that like when things go wrong, then I want to correct them. I'm trying a different approach, and this approach is more proactive. So before I end up in the dumpster and need help and need rescue, need someone to save me, trying to save myself and prepare, because, you know, one of the things, whether it be in business or in life, you can't predict tomorrow. You can't predict the next second, and things will come up that are unexpected, and who knows what they could be and how they will affect you. A big thing that I'm seeing now is that spiritual growth, physical, being healthy, eating right, the things we already know that we always say we're going to do and never get around them, I think it's something that we actually need to do a self inventory and take a look at ourselves, listen to our bodies, listen to our mind. I feel like, you know, a lot of people deal with the fact that, you know, they can't shut their mind off at night. They have troubles going to sleep. I have trouble going to sleep at times. But what I notice is if you actually listen to yourself, it's almost like a check engine light of a car, where it's giving you warning messages on how you feel. And you need to be able to recognize those and identify those. And I just think, you know, that will definitely just help make things better. So again, yeah, mental health for me is strong family background, strong spiritual background, seeking out therapists, seeking out experts whether it be in business, whether it be in any aspect of your life or your industry, just surrounding yourself with a positive team, and I think you'll continue to grow.